We had two guys that didn't participate in practice, Harry Douglas and Antone Smith were the two guys that didn't practice today. Jonathan Babineau, Michael Palmer, and Garrett Reynolds were limited participants. So we had two no participation and then three that were limited. And got a knee and an ankle with Harry, a hamstring with Antone, groin with Babineau, shoulder with Palmer, and Garrett Reynolds a back. So those would be the injuries. With that, I'll open up for questions.
What does Peters look like the last couple of weeks?
Well, Peters is ramping up his reps in terms of he had no contact on Monday. Gave him some limited contact today. See how he responds to the contact. This is the only day that we really have contact during the week. But he's progressed. Again, he's not in football shape. That's going to be a big concern, and we'll have to weigh that in terms of our decision as we, you know, as we go through. Is it this week or next week? You know, we've got 21 days to do it.
You know, you guys are really good at on third downs, converting third downs offensively. The Eagles are really good at stopping third downs defensively. Coach Cutter said something's got to give in that area. Is third down going to be that? I mean, it's always a crucial down, but is it going to be more so on Sunday?
Well, if we end up being in a lot of third downs, it's going to be real crucial. You try to eliminate those opportunities by getting first downs on first down and first downs on second down. But if you don't get them on first and second down, then you've got to win third down. And they've been very good at it. We've been very good at it. Of course, you always want to try to get the yardage to be in your favor, which means you would like it to be, you know, less than five on third down. It's definitely an advantage to the offense. So, our goal will be to try to get as many first downs on first and second down and try to stay out of those third downs if we can.
You haven't, or the Falcons haven't started as fast as maybe they have in the past. In the last couple of weeks, maybe slow starts in the first quarter. I know you guys like to jump out quickly. Against the Eagles coming off the bye, and maybe there's some, potential distractions with the D coordinator getting used to some things. How quickly or how important will it be to get out to a quick start?
I think it's very important for us this week. We've not started fast the last 3 weeks. The first three games, I thought we started well, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And I think it's going to be imperative. When you're on the road, I think it's real important to start fast. You want to try to take the crowd out of it and have people sitting on their hands instead of cheering. And I think it's going to be very important. They're a fast starting team historically. The way that Coach Reed puts together his scripting of the first 15 plays, they're usually fast-paced. I think they've done a very good job in scoring in the first quarter historically. I don't think this year it's been as good as it's been in the past, though.
Notice any extra bounce in the guys' step after that week off?
Yeah, I think the guys have had an opportunity to recover both physically and mentally. It's been 10 weeks of games plus 2 weeks of training camp before we started playing games. They came back and had a spirited practice on Monday. We had yesterday off, and I thought today was good. I think we got to get better on the execution in terms of our preparation, but I thought that the energy and the effort was outstanding.
How helpful can Asante be to guys like Matt on the offensive side of the ball with all his experience coming from Philly?
Well, I think that he can give us some insight on the players, not necessarily always on the scheme. He was in that scheme for one season defensively. There's a potential that it's going to change, but he can tell you about the receivers. He's gone up against them all the time in one-on-ones. He can probably talk to us about the DBs, and he has. And, you know, we're going to try to get as much information as we can. We try to be as collaborative as we can be. We'll take all the information in that we can.